You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Our producer Shannon just asked me a really funny question. She goes, "Hey, Dom, did you go see the new Avengers movie this weekend?" And she was serious.
Like, boy, are you talking to the wrong guy, Shannon.
Actually, you know what? I wouldn't. I'm sure that I will see it at some point. My thing is that I knew it was going to be a $200-something million opening weekend, and just me, I'm not talking for other, just me, my last thing I ever want to do is go be in that kind of a crowd to see a movie with a jam-packed theater. I usually wait 3 weeks or so and go on a Tuesday afternoon, and then that's how I like
seeing movies. That's how you roll.
That's how I like seeing movies.
Yeah.
So we were talking on Friday about how this movie was opening. And so we started, of course, naturally, talking about superpowers. If you were a superhero and you had superpowers, what would be the best superpower to have? And you thought this could be almost a turbo poll on our show.
It really could.
I don't know that we should limit it to the existing known superpowers.
It really could be anything.
Right. I mean, if you could come up with a superpower.
Like the most ridiculous.
That you would want to have. Mine for the longest time has been the same thing, which is the ability to freeze everything in the world around you, but you can still move
it's
around.
It's the best, and then you like de-pants everybody.
Yeah,
and
time
then,
stops
and
for everyone.
And everyone's like,
they'll be in the middle of a sentence or walking, and they're just frozen, and they're not aware of anything, and you can walk around and
manipulate them or do whatever you want.
Well, I don't know that I would do a whole lot with other
I would.
People. It's not how I would use my power for good. Mostly.
Really, you're gonna freeze the planet and pick up litter?
I know.
Like, go around and save animals? What?
Sure.
Uh-huh. That's what you're going to do.
Well, listen, that's better than you walking around taking people's pants off.
That's why you freeze the planet.
To take people's pants
off.
You
don't freeze the planet and, like, go around and gather up everybody's overdue library books and return them for them. No, you put people in compromising positions and then you unfreeze the planet.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't do things that are nefarious, but I wouldn't take people's pants off.
Well, then you are not doing it right, sir.
It's my superpower. If I want to return library books, I will.
Oh, my God.
What's your... All right, big
I don't
talker.
Know. I should have thought about this during the commercial
break. Oh, wait a
minute.
Break. You're going to give
invisibility.
Me crap about mine and you haven't
well,
even
I'd
got
Well, I'd
want
to be
one.
Invisible, hands down. Just being invisible, I think, is even better than freezing everybody.
What are you going to do with that? Go into the ladies'
Spy
locker room?
On people.
Is that your thing?
Yeah.
Perv.
No, I don't know what I would do. I think invisible's probably up there as one of the greatest ones because you can eavesdrop on people. Go into, like, high-profile meetings
and
see what's going on.
And that is big with you is eavesdropping, because you're a snoop.
Sure, sure. Like, if you... I mean, you could do it at work, and you could go, like, into the boss's office and know everything that's going on and be prepared.
At this radio station?
Well...
At Slapshot Broadcasting?
Oh, yeah. What's that supposed to mean? Moving on. I don't know. I think that would be it. I can't think of a goofy one.
That's it.
Maybe All like right. Pocket Sky or something. I could pull anything out of my pocket at any time.
Well, don't.
No, really? That's
no,
not bad.
Really, don't laugh. That's a really good idea.
Pocket Sky.
No matter where. Super Pocket.
Super Pocket Guy.
No matter where you are and no matter the situation, you can reach into your pocket.
And pull out whatever I need.
And would we claim that the laws of physics don't apply? Like if you need a helicopter, you could pull a helicopter out of your pocket.
And it would come out, yeah.
That's a pretty good
superpower. Or if I'm just hungry, like I could pull out a Hot Pocket or a chalupa or something and be like, you know, done.
Is that a chalupa in your pocket?
As a matter of fact. Actually, I kind of like that superpower.
That's not bad.
Pocket Sky. All right, I want to be Pocket Sky.
What if you and I were to team up, say? Me?
I don't want to team up with you.
Aw.
Let's pick up litter.
I didn't say I was going to pick up litter. You know what I'd be doing? I'd be picking up your Hot Pocket wrappers.
That's right. Freeze.
I'd say, well, Jeremy and his super pockets have been here.
I'm trying to think of something even more lame than picking up litter for you. I can't, though. Like, freeze the planet and...
Do the dishes.
Do the dishes. Go through the fast lane.
I'd go to everyone's home and unload their dishwasher for them.
I'm chores guy. Freeze and then vacuum. Oh my gosh, these floors are so clean. How did this happen? Dun, 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 dun.
I would so be bad. I would be the worst superhero in history.
Notice they haven't made any movies about my, right. my superpower.
Well, back, who picked up all my dog poop? This is amazing.
Dun, da, da, da. It's super dumb. Jay, what's your superpower going
to
be?
To be able to read, write, understand, and speak any language on the planet.
Like, well, boom, in an instant.
Your translator guy? You know, they
much to go in.
They have those headphones now that you can put on that instantly translate. Have you heard about those?
Oh, yeah.
I have not heard about those.
Yeah, there's headphones now that you can put on, and they have built in, like, Google Translate or mm-hmm. something like that. So if you went to France, and you put those on, and somebody starts speaking to you.
You know what they're saying.
Yeah, merci beaucoup, you know.
But I think that only
it translates
works
in your ears.
For now, like French and Spanish and, like, Russian, I don't know.
What do you
like
want?
The biggies. He wants anywhere, anytime. Like
any language, anytime, anywhere. Swahili, an African dialect, anything.
Yeah, but why wouldn't the new those Google ones
it's
or
coming.
Whatever do
but
it?
Then he wants to write, too. You want to write it, right, Jay?
Oh. Read it, write it, and understand it. That way, I can, if I pick up a book somewhere in another country, I can just pick it up and read it, you know, the whole thing.
Now, that is pretty cool.
That is cool. But they have that app now. If you have something in Spanish, they do. And you hold up your phone to the sign in Spanish,
right,
it automatically translates it. So
we're living in the future, Jay.
So, Jay, you need a better one.
I'm glad you called. Go have a fun day. Thanks for being on the show. Here's Christine. Good morning, Christine. What is your superpower?
Good morning. I don't know what I'd call it. Maybe like super mom or something, where I have the ability to be in, because I have three kids, the ability to be in three places at the same time. Everything does what I say the first time I say it. Laundry does itself.
Super mom.
Super mom.
Wasn't that a Michael Keaton movie a few years ago where he cloned himself over and over so that he could run all the various chores and everything? And each clone
yeah.
got could progressively be. Stupider.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I don't want to be cloned. I just want to be able to, okay, I've seen you play baseball. I've seen your play. I've seen your concert. Like, just at the same time. Where I like
I
the
think you
TV
are
where you can watch multiple things at the same time on TV.
You're speaking for a lot of moms out there, Christine, I think.
Yeah, and then laundry, do itself. You, do the dishes, and it's all done.
You just need a maid.
That's me, too.
You just need to hire somebody, Christine.
Well, we
give me the money, and I'll do that.
Give me the money.
Give me the money. Well, let me pull it out of my super pocket.
Show me the money. Christine, I'll tell you what, I will freeze time and I will come over to your house and do your dishes and the laundry for you, okay?
Perfect.
Go have a fun day. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Here's Jackson. Good morning, Jackson. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Dom. Good morning, Jeremy. So, Jeremy, I really, really liked your superpower of, like, you can get anything out of your pocket.
Anything.
Like, my idea was kind of similar. I would like, find, like, a pile of, like, something scrap metal, some, like, waste, and then I would, like, rearrange the atoms within it, and then I would make anything you wanted out of, like, rearranged molecules. I could, like, find, like, an old car and make, like, a whole bunch of, like, I don't know, sandwiches out of it once I rearranged it.
Sandwiches?
Sandwiches!
This sandwich tastes like motor oil.
No.
So you're, like, recycling guy.
Yeah, kind of.
You wander the planet looking for scrap metal.
Well, now, I was mentioning a little bit earlier about the laws of physics. At least Jackson is staying because you, Jeremy, are trying to create something from nothing.
It's because I have magic pockets.
Which, in the laws of physics,
magic
isn't
going
to happen.
Oh, it's
but
magic.
Jackson, at least, is rearranging atoms, so he's not creating something from nothing.
He's reduce, reuse, and recycle guy.
As long as sandwiches are involved, dude, I'm in.
Sandwich guy.